This is CPR News. I'm Haley May. A federal immigration action planned for Thursday in Aurora has been postponed. Federal sources confirmed to CPR News that they felt too much publicity about the planned raids had come out, and officials worried that their agents would be compromised. The Department of Homeland Security had planned to use Buckley Space Force Base for processing and holding. That may still happen at some point in the future. Today marks the Lunar New Year, and this year marks the second time Colorado is recognizing it as an official state holiday, just on a different date. Navoong Sandoval led the recognition effort and says they had to make compromises.
It can start anywhere from the middle of January to early February, and so we had to pick a time frame that fell within that window because it fluctuates every year.
Thus, the legislature decided to observe the Lunar New Year every first Friday in February, which lands on the 7th this year. The Denver Broncos says the team plans to provide all of Colorado's high school tackle football programs with smart helmets. The team says schools will begin receiving the Riddle helmets in May through the first-of-its-kind initiative. They use 3D imaging for custom fits and have technology that allows coaches to track impacts. When the players graduate, their helmets will be reconditioned for future players. The Broncos will provide more than 15,000 helmets that could ultimately be used by up to 75,000 athletes. Erie, Colorado, which is about 27 miles north of Denver, has been ranked fourth among the 30 fastest-growing suburbs in the nation. All the cities that beat it are in Texas. This is CPR News.